Deluxe Home Care. This is Sarah speaking.
Hey Sarah, it's Joy.
Oh, thanks for calling me back. Yeah, so I just left you a voicemail that I was missing from Gabe's time from last week. Let me tell
you. I got it. I don't know how to do those timesheets. I don't have a way to scan. I don't have a way to email. I don't know how to do it.
You don't have email?
I do have email, yes, but I don't have a way to print it out. I don't have a way to scan it back and fill it out. And my email doesn't allow me to, like, fill it in. I have to go to my sister's house, and her computer is terrible, or I have to go to the library and print it out and rescan it. So, I mean, I guess I could do that, but I don't know that I can do that by 9 a.m. tomorrow because the library is closed because it's the holiday.
Right, I hear. Let me go back into it.
So just submit whatever you have, because I know he only worked a few hours, because I was sick all week, and he worked a lot. So I'm not sure why he clocked in and forgot to clock out, but it couldn't have been more than a couple of hours.
Mm-hmm. So I have 3 hours and 45 minutes on Tuesday. So did he work those? He worked on Monday and on Thursday?
I don't know what, I mean, honestly, I don't remember. I was so sick. I just know that he had to go do some errands for me and help me. I was throwing up. I mean, I was just sick. I don't remember exactly everything. I went to bed Tuesday night and I woke up Friday morning.
Oh my.
Wow, yeah, other than really going terrible. To the bathroom, that was about it. I don't remember those days.
Wow, that's very intense. Okay, so I guess if you could, like, if you ask him, then maybe he's able to do it and then have you sign it, like, if he's coming over today.
No, I'm not seeing him today. I don't know when I'll see him next. What is today? Monday, the President's Day? I might see him tomorrow, but not before night. No, I won't see him today. He's working.
Mm-hmm. Oh, he's not coming over today, so let me delete the visit then.
Excuse me?
I'm just going to delete the visit then because I have a schedule of him in today, but I'm going to delete it if he's not coming today.
No, he's not coming today.
And then the new caregiver. You had a new caregiver, right?
My sister, Gina.
Yeah, so let me see where she's up to.
I wanted to add her because I don't know how long it takes. And my son claims he's moving at the end of May when his lease is up. And so I wanted, you know, and my sister is with me a lot. So I wanted to kind of get her on board. And I know you guys sent her the application. I really haven't asked her what the status is because I've been sick for so long. But has she sent it back to you?
No, she never sent it back. I registered her with one of the background screenings. I'm waiting to get it back. So I'm seeing
Let me call her.
Yeah. I tried calling her the other day, but I went to voicemail, I think. I think that was on Friday.
Oh, she works from home on Fridays, and she's usually in meetings. Mm-hmm. That's the day she helps me the most. All right, let me call her and see what's going on. And I'll see Gabriel tomorrow at some point. I'm not sure yet. He'll tell me when he gets off work today.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, they call him in at the last minute. It's ridiculous. And he manages a car wash. And so it's going to be nice this whole week. So I have no idea what's going to happen. But my sister's my backup. You know, she asked me if I needed groceries this weekend, and I didn't. So she, you know, but she's probably more reliable, I think, than Gabe at this point.
Mm-hmm.
But he is more available than she is. So that's why I need two people. And she's available in the evenings and the weekends where he isn't really.
Mm-hmm. Okay, sounds good. So I guess between the two of them, hopefully we'll get a lot of coverage then.
Okay, thank you so much.
Yeah, sure. Okay, let me know what she says.
I will.
Okay, have a good day.
You too, bye.